Father, we are very grateful for this hour, the hour of your word, which you have exalted above your name. Father, we are asking for unprecedented open heavens, the visions of our God under the covenant of our safe fathers, so that your word will come expressly unto us individually and corporately. This word that is able to save our souls, this word that is able to build us up and give us this inheritance that you have prepared for us from the foundation of the earth. That, Lord, you will help us to receive it with meekness of heart, that may do the work he wants it to do in our lives, an eternal work, an internal work, so that we bring forth fruit that is pleasing unto you, our God, that you may be glorified. Father, we appreciate you. Please stretch forth your hand, O Lord, tonight to confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Oh, to touch us at every point where we need to be touched. That, Lord, each one of us, including me, we hear that one particular word we need to hear that will change our life forever. Oh, that will cause all things to work together for our good, to make our calling and election sure in you. We appreciate you. Father, I duck under the covering of our set fathers that you have appointed over us. And I pray, oh God, that there will be a free course for your word from your throne through them, through me, unto us all here, in the name of Jesus. And as this word goes forth, Lord, your power will go with it, empowering every one of us to be doers of the same word, so that it can profit us, so that we can bring forth fruit that will glorify your name. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the opening of our understanding to understand what the spirit of the Lord is saying and to attend to it, so that we might be profited. Blessed. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Holy Spirit. Be glorified in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let this word also be a refreshing to our parents in the Lord, so that they will see the travail of their souls in our lives, and they'll be satisfied that they have not run in vain. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open our Bibles as we go into the Word tonight to Luke chapter 4. Verse 1 to 15. But we'll just read verse 1 to 2 now. And we'll read the other verses as we go on in the message so that we can redeem the time. I want to bring a word on watchwords for victory. Watchwords for victory. Can I hear you say watchwords for victory? One more time, watchwords for victory. Let's read this text that we have before us. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, please read after me, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and being 40 days tempted of the devil, I can't hear you, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Now, from the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he overcame his temptation in the wilderness, we see some watchwords in his life and in overcoming the temptation that we must also embrace and give attention to, so that we also can overcome all our temptations in this hour. We're in a special season. Can I say we're in a special season? Now, if you read Luke chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord has been released upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord without measure. But there was not yet any manifestation. So we are in the special season between the release of the manifestation of the Spirit without measure, the release of the fullness of the Spirit without measure, and the manifestation of the power of that Spirit without measure. I hope you get that. Now, it was in that season that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted. What does that tell you? That we also, if we are going to follow the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ, in this season, between the release of the fullness of the Spirit without measure and the manifestation of the Spirit without measure, we will have to be led by the Spirit into our own wildernesses to be tempted. So I know you are thinking, can you pastor and so, but he said, lead us not into temptation. It was God that led Jesus into temptation here. Because something needs to be proven so that God can be justified when he's judged. That he gave the Spirit without measure, the manifestation of it, because the person he gave it to is qualified for it. So if you don't pass the test, there will be no manifestation. So the test is not because he wants to destroy you. It's because he wants to prove that you are worthy of what he wants to give to you. So that the devil will not be able to accuse him. He will not have a charge against you. And that's why in this hour, we must be resolute about overcoming every temptation. Because the temptations of this hour are different from the temptations of previous seasons. Do you understand? There will always be temptations as long as there is the devil. Do you understand what I mean? That's why you pray, lead us not into temptation. But the temptations that we are talking about now are temptations that we need must be allowed of God. You know, like Peter said, for a season you are in manifold temptations, if need be, that the trial of your faith might be found unto praise and honor at his appearing, at his manifestation. So what are we saying? If we are going to overcome, we must follow the footsteps of the master. That's why we want to look at these watchwords that gave him the victory, so that we can have a victory and we can enjoy under covering the manifestation of the power of the Spirit without measure. Are we following? Okay. Having laid that premise, God must allow us to pass our sonship tests and temptations. Just the same way that no matter how you love your child, you will not go and write the exam for him. You must allow the child to do his exam and pass it so that he can be promoted. Now, you can help the child with studies. You can help the child with all that he needs, with drills, with everything, and all preparation. But the child must do the test himself to qualify. Do you understand? Like mommy said, coming out of the cocoon is an alone with God experience. Hello? When you are writing the exam, it's not a group work. It's not a group project. You're on your own. You write, you face your own paper and all that. So there are watchwords we must take heed to.
which we can glean from the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to look at now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like Pastor said, because I had to review one of Pastor's weekly rema on something like this. Do you understand me? The Lord Jesus Christ was actually tested, you know, in three categories. He was tested with the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, the Bible says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For the things that are in the world are not of God. And he mentioned those things. He said, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He that loves these things, do you understand me, will pass away because, you know, these things will pass away. Now, you must understand that. Okay, let me read the scripture that will help you. Verse 2. Can we look at verse 2 of Luke chapter 4? Verse 2. Verse 2. It said, being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days he eat nothing. That means, listen to me very well. The three temptations we were given were not the only temptations that he faced. Every day of that 40 days, of that period, he was being tempted. We are only given those three, which was the best shot that the devil fired. He tried everything. When he got to the 40th day and he was going to break his fast, he said, if this man goes, he's going to finish me. Then he fired his best three shots. So the three we are given are the best three shots. So if he overcomes those best three with those words, if we use those words, we overcome the best that the devil can shoot. Did you get it? Amen. So you, hello? Okay. Now, but all the temptation he faced is still under the same category. Now, overcoming the world, overcoming the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and all that is with it, all that is therein, overcoming the God of this world, that is the devil and his host, is a must for us. Some will say a must. It's a must. You know why? There's no inheritance of the kingdom. There's no inheritance without overcoming. If you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you find this phrase in seven places. We won't look at it, but the inheritance we have and the rewards we have in the Christian faith and calling are only for those that overcome. I don't know about you. I'm interested in getting all my rewards. I'm interested in getting my inheritance. Now, I said we must overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We must overcome the prince of the power of the air. We must overcome him. It's a must, especially in this time, because we must inherit the manifestation of that spirit without measure. That's our hope. That's the hope of the world. That's the hope of God. And we will not disappoint him. If we don't, we will suffer loss. God forbid that we suffer loss. You know, the Bible says every man's work will be tested. Of what sort is it? It will be tested by fire. The day will reveal it. The day of the manifestation will reveal it. And whatever works it is, if it's good works, works of victory, it will be rewarded. And if it's not, it will be burnt. But the Bible said the person will suffer loss, yet, well, himself shall be saved so as by fire. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, listen. We will never be happy or fulfilled without total victory. Total victory over sin, total victory over afflictions and tribulations, total victory over Satan and all his host. Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this body of sin? Romans chapter 7, verse 25. You will feel wretched. You feel condemned. You will feel ashamed. You know, you'll be full of sorrow. We will never be fulfilled. Our fulfillment comes from victory. It's not only us, God too will not be satisfied. It will not be fulfilled until we overcome. The joy of God is tied with our victory. The fullness of it is tied with our victory. Victory is a must. Overcoming is a must. We must make God happy. Amen. He must see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. That's why Jesus died. He died to give us the victory. He didn't need to fight the devil. He did it for us. He said, in the world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. And because I have overcome, you overcome. Bible says, thanks be unto God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what are we saying? Our reward is tied to victory. Our inheritance is tied to victory. The manifestation we are looking for is tied to victory. Victory over these things that we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Our fulfillment is tied to victory. And the fulfillment of God is tied to victory too. You know, God said somewhere, 3 John, verse 4, he said, I have no greater joy to see that my children walk in truth. You see, when you walk in the truth will set you free. You know, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus will set you free from the law of sin and death. It will give God joy. The requirement that God wants will be fulfilled in you. The devil will tempt you and he will find nothing. That's where we are going. Do you understand? Amen. God is out to raise sons who are in all ways tempted like the first son. Yeah, without sin. We are going to zero sin rate. Amen. Bible says, faithful is he who called us, who also will do it. Amen. So if God be for us, who can be against us? So we must get our hearts together. And we must honestly contend for the victory that Jesus procured for us. Especially in this time. Because the manifestation of the Spirit without measure rests upon our victory. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly look at the watchwords that gave the Lord Jesus Christ his victory and that is guaranteed to give us victory. Even if the devil fires his best shot. Number one, live always by every word that proceed from God's mouth. Let's read Luke chapter 4. We read verse 3 to 4. Are you there? I said the first watchword is live always. Please take note of those words. Live always by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. And the devil said unto him, I can't hear you. If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. You need to understand, I don't know how many of you have gone on 40 days fasting without eating before. I've not done it before. I've done the one of breaking every day. But that one of without, I've not done it before. God has not called me to yet. I don't know. When that word comes, we will live by it. Amen. But, you know, I had an experience when I was doing my PG in Ife. There was a brother that was looking for the power of God. He's a beloved brother. So he went on 40 days fasting without eating. By the time he got to the 40, he was skinny. He couldn't move anywhere. He was just lying on the bed. And it was apparent that his life was in danger. So we can't go and tell his parents. that is looking for power. Do you understand? He can't take care of himself. He can't stand up. He can't walk around. We have to go and find a nurse. Do you understand? They have to give him drip. And the only thing he could be taking is milk. I'm trying to bring a picture to you of the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So at that 40th day, he had not eaten anything. There was practically, do you understand me? Bone and skin. Do you understand? No natural vigor. So he was vulnerable. So the devil came at that time. So the temptation he was tempted was a real one. Now he has completed the fast. He needs to break the fast. And the devil gave him an option. Number one. Is he the Son of God? Is he the Son of God? Can he turn the stone into bread? Are you sure? Because he has inherited the power, the fullness of the power without measure. And the 40 days of waiting in fasting and praying is bringing the power to front. He could. We know that he could because down the road, he fed 5,000 men with just 5 loaves and 3 fishes. That was the power, the manifestation. So he could. Now, he was now in a strait between two. I need to eat. And the devil gave him, the devil is a bad devil. Hello? Now, he's very hungry and he needs to eat. The fast is over. But he has no, and he had the power and he's the Son of God. He was giving me a shortcut. But what saved him? I will not do anything that God has not given the word. If the word has not proceeded from God to do it that way, we will not do it. The issue is not, shall we turn stone into bread? It is that, as God asked us to do it, that's the secret of his ministry. The only thing he did throughout his ministry was what the Lord said. He lived always by the word that proceeded from the mouth of God. If God doesn't say it, he doesn't do it. I mean, he came to Bethesda, the pool of Bethesda. All were sick. And he went about doing healing. I mean, he had the anointing to heal. But God said, just one person. The 38-year man. That's the man I want to heal. He has been trying to get healed, but nobody will come. But I want to have mercy on him. And he went there. Can you imagine? And he got to him. He said, will that be me though? He said, I have no man. Or you have no man. Kolele. The devil has built a stronghold in his mind. Since I have no man, well, I can't be made whole. But God, in mercy, scaled over that stronghold and reached to him. Amen. God singled him out. And to show, do you understand? So, that was what gave him the victory. He came out of him. He said, verse 4. Where are we? Luke 4:4. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. Can I say it is written? One more time, it is written. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let's read Mark 4, the Mark 4 side of this. Mark 4, verse 4:2. Matthew 4, verse 4. And he answered and said, it is written, man, I can't hear you, man shall not live by bread alone. That means man will need bread to live. But my meat is to do the will of God who has sent me and to finish it. So it's what he tells me to do. That's what I'm living. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That is a watchword you must embrace if you are going to have victory. Now, Jesus did not start embracing it in the wilderness. He started embracing it at the beginning, 12 years. He went about doing his father's business. Do you understand? And when his mother reprimanded him, and the word came, you must submit. And he submitted and went after them. And the Bible said he grew up in stature, favor of God and all that. So it wasn't when he got into the wilderness that he got this word. That has been his style of living. And that was what built him out. It's time for you to strengthen yourself in living always by the word of God. Did you get it? Watchword number one. Why? There's no victory without the word. The word that came from there's no victory. The only way God gives us victory is by his word. Why? This is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. How does our faith come? Our faith comes by hearing the word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If you have not had God, you cannot have faith for it. All this, I have faith without God speaking to you, is presumption. I can tell you that. Do you understand me? And I can tell you the spirit behind that presumption is the devil. That was the same thing that he wanted to do for Jesus here. It takes a consecration to this lifestyle for the devil not to put you on your feet. Do you understand me? Not to stumble you. Do you understand what I mean? Amen. So, watch word number one. Do what? Live always. Someone say always. In the fourth watch, every 6 hours. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every 6 hours, at every opportunity, in every temptation, it is the word. That's why I can tell somebody who is going to overcome, who is not going to overcome. When I look at your life and I look at what is paramount in your life, I know whether you overcome or not. When you see somebody that is omitting attention to the word of God, it's a dark sitting for the devil to finish, because he has nothing that he can. That's, you know, when pastor was talking the last time he preached, he talked to us, he said, look, you must attend to this word. You must incline your ears to it. You must not let it depart from your eyes. You must keep it where? In the midst of your heart. Psalm 119 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that will not sin against you. There's only one thing that the devil doesn't have an answer for, is the word of God in the heart of the man that trusts in God. So get that word with all you're getting. So since you know you need that word, you know what will happen? It will keep you on your toe. Do you understand what I mean? Praise the Lord. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Amen. Amen. I had one man of God say something. He said one day he was trying to pray for somebody. He was trying to go and take a meeting or something like that. And suddenly he just had a voice. And that voice sounded like the voice of the Lord. But what the voice said was that, oh, today I will begin to magnify you. Do you understand what I mean? He said, is something in his heart revolted. He said, God is not magnifying man now. He's magnifying his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God, who at sundry times, in diverse manner, spoke unto the Father, Son, as in this last days, spoken unto us by his son. There is only one person that God is magnifying now, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he may magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in you, but it's not you that is going to magnify. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ is magnified, you may be magnified, but it's not you. Just like when you rode the donkey. The donkey was riding on cloth. Abi, everything there. But it wasn't the donkey. It was the Jesus they were on. Do you understand? So he said, So that word in him said, God, well, I'm not going to go to this meeting. I'm going to cancel it. I'm not okay in my heart, because I know that you don't magnify any man. It's God, it's Jesus. He said, and after he said, I made up his mind. He said, and the voice of the Lord came to him. He said, I allow you to be tempted to check your heart. So, are you looking for your own glory? Oh my. Did you get it? Hello? But you know it's in the Bible. When God said, Joshua, I will begin to magnify you. But do you understand? That's why you must not only have what it is written. you must also have something that is proceeding from God. That's why a fellowship with the Holy Spirit is most crucial. Word and the Spirit. Otherwise, yes. Amen. It's the Spirit that breathes on the word and gives us light. Amen. I hope you're getting it. You are getting it. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to the second one. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. You know, we are studying our Lord Jesus Christ, Abby. Amen. And the devil, I can't hear you, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. Verse 6. And the devil said, I can't hear you, and the devil said, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Verse 7. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Verse 8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. Now, hello, second watchword. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him will you serve. This battle that we are in is the battle of who you are going to worship. Listen, it's not the battle of what you need. It's not the battle of your supplies. It's not the battle of your prosperity. It's the battle of whom you are going to serve, whom you are going to worship. Did you get it? There's nothing the devil cannot give you if you will worship him. Do you understand? Nothing physical. Thank you, sir. So, what will save you? A commitment to worship the Lord your God only and to serve him. Now, you must propose in your heart, like Daniel proposed in his heart. Now, Jesus did not do that when he got into the wilderness. We know he had done that because he went about his father's business from the beginning. Listen, people of God. Nothing the devil can offer you can compare to the glory of inheritance in Christ. Now, you may need to go through tribulation to get that glory. You must. Thank you, sir. Amen. But the fact remains that the tribulation you are going through is the, amen, thank you, sir, is the preparation and is the assault of the devil to discourage you from going for your inheritance. Say, come and take this shortcut. Why do you? Do you know that what he was offering Jesus is what Jesus came for? Do you understand? Adam gave it to Satan. That's what Jesus came to collect back. So you don't need to die on the cross. You don't need all that. Just bow down. I will give it to you right away. It's only two of us. Nobody else will know. Never take shortcuts. Because shortcut costs people short. Now, what will have happened? Jesus will have finished there and then. We will never have had anybody coming out from the wilderness. Because immediately he bows, the devil will have finished him. But listen, the watchword is worship and serve the Lord thy God only. Somebody say only. You cannot serve God and mammon. Joshua was talking to them in Joshua chapter 24. I think verse 14 and 15. Can we look at that?
Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 and 15.
Now, can we read together? Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the side of the flood in Egypt and serve the Lord. And serve the Lord. Verse 15. If it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your father, which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That was how Joshua overcame. That's everybody that overcame in the scripture. Overcame because they were resolutely for God and for God only. The three Hebrew children overcame and overcame because they were resolutely for God and God only. They told Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful in this matter, O king, to answer you. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver. And even if he doesn't deliver us, if he chooses not to deliver us, we will not bow, because only the Lord our God will we worship and serve. And God stood at attention. Said, those are my boys. They have given me joy. Amen. 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 And there appeared the fourth man in the fire and delivered them. And you know what? They changed the kingdom. And Nebuchadnezzar changed. Amen. He changed his decree. Amen. Everybody honor their God. They will honor our God. Amen. Based on our commitment. Amen. Don't have a price that the devil can make, can give you to make you compromise. The serving of God only. If you have that price, the devil will pay it. Do you understand? No matter the challenges and the trials and tribulation that you are going through. Do you understand what I mean? Make up your mind. Do you understand me? If God doesn't give it to me, I don't want it. And I can promise you, God will give it to you in his time. If he has written it in the word. Do you understand? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go on to the next one, which is, okay, we see the next one here too. Let's see verse 8. That next one I need to hammer it very well. There are two things there. The first thing Jesus says is, get thee behind me, Satan. Everyone say, get thee behind me, Satan. One more time, get thee behind me, Satan. The third watchword is that you must bind and cast out Satan always. Hello? Someone say, bind and cast out Satan always. There's only one person behind all the temptation. Whether you are seeing him or you are not seeing him, whether the temptation is coming in your thought or it's coming through a man, there's only one person behind it. It's Satan. Do you understand me? And when you go for him, do you understand me? And deal with him directly, you have the victory. Amen. No man goeth into the house of a strong man without first of all binding him. Abi, then he will spoil his goods. Amen. Satan must be bound. It must be a constant, do you understand me? Affair with you. Early in the morning, every 6 hours, at every opportunity, in every temptation. Don't wait for the devil to bring temptation before you start binding him. Take the battle to the gates. Amen. Amen. Thank you. So many things the Bible tells us to do. Give no place to the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, resist him steadfastly in faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, cast him out. Hello? Amen. Amen. The Bible says, tread upon him. please, don't joke with the devil. The devil is not, you know, sometimes when we are preaching, say, okay, maybe they are just talking about the devil so that they can get you to do what God wants you to do. Look, whether you serve God, whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, the devil is interested in destroying every man. Do you understand? It's our archenemy. Say, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. If he's going to devour you, you permitted him. Don't permit him. Do you understand me? You wake up in the morning, you bind him. Amen. You are on the way, you bind him. You are sitting down, you bind him. You are lying down, you bind him. You are about to sleep, you bind him. Binding the devil is a must for victory. Hello? The Bible said, the kingdom of God suffered violence. The violent take it by force. You are going to take victory by force. And that force is against the devil. Amen. People, we must be militant. Somebody say militant. Amen. We must be militant. Hello? Wow. Don't have a price that the devil can pay. Serve the Lord your God only. Amen. Let's move ahead. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. We have seen how many watchwords now? Three so far. We are going on to the fourth one. Luke chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. And he brought him, can I hear you say, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. Verse 10. For it is written, the devil is a bad devil. He saw that it was his written that Jesus was using. He used his written in the first one. He used his written in the second one. He said, it's written, Lord, if not when it is written. Hello? People, you must not only have and it is written, you must also have and it is also written. Amen. Hello? Amen. You must not only have and it is written when you are dealing with the devil. You must also have and it is also written. Hello? Praise the Lord. The fact that the devil gave you and it is written does not mean it is the will of God. That's why you need the word that proceeds. Rema. Hello? Hello? Okay. He said, it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you. Is it not written? It is written. Let's go on. And in their hands they will bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Let's go on. And Jesus, okay. And Jesus answering him, said unto him, it is said, that means it's also written. This, amen. Did you get what he has done now? That means a proceeding word. Amen. Online. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, what is written in the scripture is not for us to tempt God. It's for us to obey God. What is written in the scripture is not for us to use to seek for our vain glory. Now, what will Jesus gain from jumping down other than vain glory? Say, but back here, how does that help the kingdom of God? How does that save the people? But that's what people want. Men are seeking for the honor of men, the glory of men, not honor that comes from God. Now, can Jesus do this? He can. Will the angels minister to him? Yes. At the end, we will show. I will show you where angels minister to him. Do you notice that when he walked on the water, he didn't do it in the company of all? Because he wasn't how to show off. He needed to go and save his disciples. That was why he did it. His disciples were in the midst of a storm and they were rowing hard. He was the one that said, go to the other side. He went to the mountain, and on the mountain he saw them in the midst of the storm. So he needed to go and save them. And he used the power, the anointing, and he walked on the water. So he didn't walk on the water to show off that I can walk on the water. Nobody saw him except the disciples. Do you understand? Only the 12 disciples saw it. It was dark. It was in the fourth watch, before light came. And Peter said, Lord, if you be there, tell me to come. Now, Peter was looking for vainglory, but so that Jesus, you know what he tied it to? If it is you. So Jesus has to prove that it is me, don't be afraid. So that was the basis. Now, when Peter came, I started walking. Wow! Me was in class, you and your boys. Amen. He took his eyes off from the Lord. He was bloated with his own ego. Then he started seeing the waves. Then the Bible says he began to sink. Amen. He said, Lord! He took him and they walked back. That means the power is still there. Amen. Jesus walked on the water and Peter walked with him to the boat. But he didn't do it for show off. We don't use the word of God to ask God to prove himself in something that he has not promised. That's tempting God. We don't use the word of God to ask God to prove that he's God in something that he has not promised. Do you understand? Let me just take a scripture that talks about tempting God, so that we can get a picture and understand. Acts chapter 5. You know Ananias and Sapphira? You know them? Okay. The Bible says Barnabas have sold his land and has given all to the apostles' feet, and he got much honor. Do you understand? Now, they wanted that kind of honor too. That coming from God only. So, they decided to sell their own land. But they didn't give all. They held some back. Abi? But they wanted the glory of people that sold their land and gave all. So they were only looking for their glory. They were only looking for the glory of God. When Barnabas did his own, he was looking for the glory of God, the expansion of the kingdom. He wasn't seeking for anything for himself. And Acts chapter 5, where are we? Acts chapter 5. Verse 5. Okay, let's go back so that I can use what Peter said. Verse 5. Let's read verse 2. Verse 2. Verse 3. And Peter said, I can hear you. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart? Who is behind it? Satan always moves us to tempt God. Because he knows that God cannot be tempted, neither tempt he any man. So when we try that, we fall on our face. And Satan wins the battle. Now, why has Satan filled the heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Verse 4. Why it remained, was it not thy own? After it was so, was it not in thy power? Why has thou conceived these things in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Verse 5. Ananias, hearing this word, fell down, gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all them that had these things. Now, what did he do? He lied. He didn't say he lied to Peter, he said he lied to God. Have you? Okay, let's continue. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours. That means the service continued. When his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Verse 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God? Behold, the feet of them which has buried their husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out, and she died too, and all that. But what I want to bring out is that they tempted God. That's what the scripture said. Amen. Never, 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 never cover your sin. No. For is that shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Never, never, never cover your sin. You know, we have learned one phrase here, the certainty of his judgment and the security of his mercy. God will by no means clear the guilty. Those are truths that needs to be. That means the only platform that God has to forgive your sins is when you confess them. If you confess your sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to do what? To cleanse from all unrighteousness. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. He said, he that covers the sin will not prosper, but he that confesses and forsakes it will obtain mercy. Mercy is available from God, but only to those that are honest. All deceit is tempting God. That's the truth. Every deceit is tempting God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Amen. That's why when Paul was talking, he said, we have received mercy and we have renounced hidden things of dishonesty. That's the same thing. If you don't renounce hidden things of dishonesty, you will be tempting God, because you'll be using the scripture to justify what God has not justified. You'll be using the scripture to establish premises that God does not approve. And there are a lot of people that are doing it. They are tempting God. Okay. We have renounced disgraceful ways, secrets of feelings, desires, underheartedness, the method and hearts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning, to adulterate or handle dishonestly the word of God. But we state the truth openly, clearly and candidly. So we commend ourselves in the sight and the presence of God to every man's conscience. So when the devil says it is written, he will give charge to his angels. They will bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against it. Just, you know, jump down. The angels will take care of you. That's using the word of God. Amen. So it's only honesty of heart that will save you. Amen. Like I just told you about the man of God that said, when he heard that voice, I'll begin to magnify. Honesty of heart is very crucial. Very crucial. Do you understand me? And mercy is crucial to triumphing. Amen. Okay, let's move ahead. Number 5. So, number 1 is live always by what? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Number 2 is... Worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. Number 3 is bind and cast out Satan always. Number 4 is thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Number 5. Amen. You must have an ear, it is written, for every temptation. That's number 5. You must have an it is written. I've said it in the process of preaching. Not only an it is written, and it is also written. And the only way you are going to do that is to let the word of God dwell richly in you, in all wisdom. Now, but it is not just having the it is written, but that's the beginning. That it is written, you must say it always, and you must think it always. is the saying and the thinking of it is written that you have that gives you the victory. Confession and meditation. Do you get it? But if you don't have it, you can't say it and you can't meditate it. That's why I've said that. It came out of Jesus spontaneously because that's what he used to live. I don't know whether you have read Deuteronomy before. But when you read Deuteronomy, all the scripture that Jesus used to answer, they're in one chapter in Deuteronomy, chapter 6. So now, out of the whole of the book of the law, can you imagine? Moses, do you understand? Moses, that means Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Number, and Deuteronomy. Not to talk of the prophets, Joshua to Malachi, and all that. He was able to bring out the specific it is written to overcome. How did he achieve that? Because the word of God was his meditation day and night. Do you understand? And when the temptation came, because the Spirit of God will bring to your remembrance the things that God has told you, and will teach you all things. The preceding word, the word that was quickened, so you know the exact word. The reason why you don't have a word to stand is it's not richly dwelling there. If it's there, do you understand what I mean? It will, as you are praying in the spirit, God will bring it up. It is not difficult to hear God if you are willing to do his will. I can tell you that. It is not difficult to hear his voice if you are willing to do it. He said, my sheep. Are you not a sheep? It's not difficult. The only time that it is difficult to hear God is when you are not willing. In Psalm 32, verse 8, he said, I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way that you will go, and I will guide you with my own eye. Don't be like a horse or a mule. We need to put bit and bridle in their mouth before they can follow. So what must you be? You must be a sheep that give heed to the voice. You must be willing. Hello? God is committed to speaking to his children. Which one of us is not committed to speaking to our children? So if you are not hearing God, there are two things. It's either one, you are not willing to do his will, or you are not giving attention to the word that he has said. Because if you don't give attention to what he has said, they won't tell you another one. It is he that has that will give more. The ones that he has said, what are you doing about it? Are you attending to it? Okay, so we said you must have it is written for every temptation. But not only have you must think and say it. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate day and day and night. You shall observe to do all that is written there, and then you make your way success. You make your way prosperous and have a good success. Victory comes by saying the word and thinking the word. Like Pastor said in his written his weekly remember about this, he said all the temptations actually happened in the thoughts. I didn't know that, but the way Pastor described it became apparent. Number one, there was no mountain in that wilderness. So the devil could not have taken to any mountain. And there's no mountain. And there's no temple in the wilderness. So where did all that happen? The devil was giving him pictures. And using the pictures, he was doing a synchronization. Do you understand what I mean? The devil gives vision too. How can you see the whole kingdom of the world at a moment? Do you understand? So all this that we are saying, Jesus, it was happening in his mind, and he was responding to it with words. It is written. So now, if you are there, you will understand. Say, King Baba and Basoro, do you understand? The devil was assaulting his mind. Turn this stone to bread. Turn this stone to bread. You have the power. Are you not the Son of God? It is written. Do you understand? And things like that. So you must say the word so that you can release power Amen. You must think it so that you can direct the power. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down of every imagination, and bringing into captivity every thought. And it takes power to do that. That power is released by saying the word, by thinking the word, by praying the word with all kind of prayer in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So, number five, get and it is written, think it and say it. Amen. Always. Number six, stand and never quit. Somebody stand and never quit. Let's read verse 13. And when the devil has ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Hello? When you overcome him in one round, don't think he's not coming back. He's coming back in the next round. Hello? And that's why you must resist instead of running straight. You see, if you are not ready for a fight, after you have won one round, you say, Modupe. Of course, you should thank God. Be ready for the next fight. He's coming back. He left him for a season. So, amen. Thank you. And when the devil has ended the complete cycle of temptation, he temporarily left him, that he stood off from him until another opportune and favorable time. So he said, to finish me, well, it is written. Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Pastor David said he came back to Peter. Peter said, you will not go and die. You die. Okay? No. Far be from you that you should die. He went back and look for myself. You know, at the fishing business, they have everything. We are following you. You now go and die. No, God forbid that you die. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. You must bind him and bind him always. Get thee behind me. Thou savourest not the things of God, but the things of men. Hello? Thou, you don't love the things of God. It's the things of men you want. Because men are under your jurisdiction. You just control them. And they don't even know who is controlling them. Hello? The Bible says, to mind the things of the Spirit, or to love the things of the Spirit, is life and peace. But to mind the things of the flesh is what? Death. Amen. And the mind of the flesh, or the mind of man, to be carnally minded is death. It cannot please God. It cannot be subject to the will of God. As long as you love the things of men, you will never rise up to overcome the devil, because you are still under his control. The only thing that can overcome the devil is love for God. That's why Jesus was given the anointing. He loved righteousness and hates sin and wickedness. He resisted sin unto death. Amen. Okay. So, now, if you are going to stand and never quit, how are you going to do that? First of all, you must purpose in your heart. Ijayama ja to the end. You must say, he that endure to the end shall be saved. There's nothing like fighting round one and not be ready for round two. If you have 15 rounds that the devil is coming, for every round you must be ready to fight. Do you understand? And God has not said it's 15 rounds. He said, resisting steadfastly in the faith, for the same affliction as suffered by your brethren. But God promised something. He said, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, will use his attack to perfect you, establish you, strengthen and settle you, until you are established in victory and the devil becomes your footstool. Hello? 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 Jesus withstood him before the temptation, during the temptation, after the temptation, throughout unto the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have to follow him in that same way. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, it said, having done all, stand. Amen. putting on the whole armor of God. People, we are not civilians, so. Hello? We are not civilians. Amen. We are soldiers. Amen. God is looking for an army of overcomers that will overcome the devil at every round and carry this glory to the ends of the earth. We will be that army. I say we will be that army. Let's take it to this watchword. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, he said, thanks be unto God that gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. You are going to be rewarded for the fight and for the victory. So it's worth it. Everybody that is fighting in championship, they know what they are fighting for. But they are fighting for earthly, like Paul said, earthly crown. But the crown that we are fighting for is eternal. So it's worth it. Amen. The Bible said the suffering of this time are not worth to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. He said this moment, light moment of affliction is working for us an exceeding eternal far. So it's worth it. Amen. Hallelujah. In conclusion, do you know when Jesus withstood the devil? Everything the devil tempted him on, God came to minister to him. Number one, you know he was hungry. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 14, the Bible says, and the angels came and ministered to him. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, and the angels came and ministered to him. What did you think they ministered to him? They ministered bread and water. Say, Pastor, how did you know that? Elijah. There was nobody in the wilderness that God could say, go and give him food. And he was weak. To walk out of that wilderness, he needed to regain his strength. So, do you understand? So, God sent angels to him. Not one. And the angels came and ministered to him. That means in the morning, they'll bring water and bread. In the afternoon, they'll bring water and bread until his strength came back, like Elijah. And he went in the strength of that meal and came out of the wilderness. Amen. In the power of the Spirit. And that will be fulfilled for us too. We are coming out of every temptation after the victory in the power of the Spirit without measure. Amen. 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 And ultimately, all the glory of the world that you offered him, do you know he got it? When he rose again, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So angels, principalities, and powers are now subject to him. Amen. And the kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. He said, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. So it is us now that we have the baton. Amen. We take the same watchword. We fight the way he fought. And his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. I say his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. Let's talk to God. One thing is sure. God will never allow us to be tempted above what we're able to bear. So if he leads us to be tempted, it's because we can handle it. He will also make a way of escape. He's faithful. So that those are the way of escape he's equipping us with. Be encouraged. Amen. Amen. Say, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. For the trying of your faith, worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may complete entire work, wanting nothing. God intends to use the temptation to perfect you. So count it all joy and face it. Amen. Are you following? Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, God knows how to deliver the godly from all their temptation. And he told us the way of escape. Watch and pray always. you will not enter into temptation, so that you can be accounted worthy to escape. Let's begin to talk to God. And let's begin to propose afresh and anew. Like Daniel, I will live always by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let's talk to God. Make a purpose to make those watchwords the sword of your spirit, wherewith you'll be able to overcome the enemy. I will worship the Lord my God only, and only him will I serve. I will bind and cast out Satan always. I will never tempt the Lord my God. I fix my eyes on you,
the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every way.
I fix my eyes
on you.
I lay
my burdens. In the cares of this world now fade away.
One thing
I have.
Oh yes,
one thing I seek, that I may dwell in your arms, O Lord my King.
I fix my eyes
on you,
the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every way. I fix my eyes
on you.
I lay my body down,
letting the cares of this world now fade away.
One thing
I am.
Oh yes,
one thing I see,
that I live in your house, O Lord my King. And seek you in this holy place. All the days of my life.
All the days of my life. I want to gaze upon your beauty. And seek you in this holy place.
Let's place one hand on our chest, the other hand on. Father, we confess our sins, so we cling with the blood from all unrighteousness, so that we can assess the fullness, full measure of your life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. In Jesus' name we have life. Father, we want to thank you, because you are the God that causes us always to triumph in Christ Jesus.
thank you because we can count on you to give us the victory as we trust in you. We take all this watch word and we propose in our heart afresh to live always by every word that proceed from you, our God, to worship and serve you, Lord our God, only, to bind and cast out Satan always, never to tempt you, Lord our God, to let your word dwell richly in our faith in all wisdom, so that we will not only have, and it is written, for every temptation that the devil can throw at us, we will think on it, we will say it, we will pray it by the help of your Spirit. And having done all, we will stand with the whole armor of God, with the whole armor of the love of God, walking in the victory that you have given us through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that even if the devil fire his best shot, we will still be standing. And by the shield of our faith, we will quench every one of his fiery dart. Thank you, Father, as you grant us mercy and grace to help us at every point of need in this season. So that through your mercy and your grace, we will go from strength to strength, from faith to faith, from love to love, from victory to victory, and from glory unto glory, until we inherit the fullness of our inheritance and we obtain all the rewards that you have prepared for us as overcomer, until we are established as an army of overcomer in your hand, anointed with your Spirit without measure, under the covenant set for us, to fulfill your plan and purpose on the earth, so that the kingdoms of this world will now become the kingdoms of our God, and you may rule and reign on the earth in and through us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's lift up our mouth and pray fervently in tongues over this confession. Ribako palaba sataya breko pa rabababa yeko toko lika tako lika rabako stede kepo bale bado de ye do boko palaba ya rabababababa ya do de do ba bako pale baka pale rabababababa ya rubado de ye do ba baka pole baka pole rabababa Bumakote Rabakapa Mikata Mikataya Mikata Mikataya Mikata Mikataya Mikataya Breko Pale Bakapa 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 Bakapaya Mikate Rubakapa Mikate Mikakotopa Rabakopalaba Mikatokopali Baro Bakapaya Mikate Mikaraba, mikate, mikaraba, mikaraba, kuste de kopa, brama kote kete, raga palaba sute kaya, mikatapo, mikata, likatapo, studeba, primo, primo, primo. There's somebody that God wants me to talk to, wherever it is. It doesn't matter how many times the devil has defeated you, you can rise up again. The key for victory is in your hand. The just man falleth 7 times, but rise again. Don't cover your sins. Confess it, forsake it. Bible says, if anybody is overtaking the fault, he that is spiritual should restore him. You can be restored. Get to spiritual oversight. Get help. Get back on your feet and fight the good fight of faith. As long as you are covering it, the devil will keep flooring you. You need help. Tell the enemy, rejoice not, O my enemy, when I fall. I will rise again. Amen. God will bring me light. Go for help. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello. God is talking to somebody. Say, I write unto you that you sin not. But in case you are overtaken by the fault, we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation for our sin, not only our sin, but the sins of all the whole world. Your shortcoming is Jesus' business. It's not the business of the devil. That's why God raised an high priest for us. He was in always tempted, like we have been tempted, without sin. So he's able to succor us. He's able to help us. Amen. Let's look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Let's rise again. God bless you.